This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Socrates, philosophies, and hypotheses. Can't define how I be dropping these mockeries. Lyrically perform armed robbery. Flee with the lottery. Possibly they spotted me. Battle scarred, shogun. Explosion when my pen hits. Tremendous. Ultraviolet shine blind.
Talking Heads with Naughty and MJ is brought to you by the Bahamas Park and Beaches Authority, Burger King, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, John's Department Store, KFC, Muffler World, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Prince Masters, and Stormframe.
Heads by the score, take flight inside a war. Ticks hit the floor, die hard fans demand more. Behold the bold soldier, control the glow slowly. Proceeds the blow, swinging swords like Shinobi. Stomp grounds and bam footprints in solid rock. Who got it locked, performing live on your hottest fly.
As the world turns, I spread like germ. Bless the globe with the pestilence. The hard-headed never learn. This my testament to those burned. Play my position in the game of life, standing firm. On foreign land, jump the gun out the frying pan. Into the fire, transform into the Ghost Rider, a six-pack and a streetcar named Desire. Who got my back in the line of fire holding back? What? My peoples, if you with me, where the f*** you at?
You've got it locked and loaded to the Tuesday, September 1st edition of Talking Heads. Naughty and MJ and your company right up until 6 p.m. And thank you, Mr. Producer. I appreciate that, man. MJ, what's good? You're on mute like Pearly.
I was not on mute.
Okay.
I was on mute.
Okay.
Like Pearly, I'm picking up his habits
but,
now.
But thank you, Mr. Producer. He said he was supposed to bust that one off for me yesterday on my birthday. I appreciate you busting it off for me today.
There you
and,
go.
And like I said, we're here in the chair. I have no fear. We got a great show lined up for you. Our special guest is going to be, Senator Rick Fox, FNM Senator Rick Fox.
I think you have to say Ulrich Fox. Senator Ulrich Fox.
I know his name is Ulrich. I thought it could be Rick or Ricky or whatever, but Ulrich. You think he's going to call me Inigo or Inigo?
I don't know.
Snorty, all right? Jesus.
Sorry.
Listen, most protocol I would adhere to, and some I just can't do it. I just can't. I just won't.
Your friend Ricky, so yeah.
There you go. All right, but we got a great show lined up. If you want to chime in and be part of the conversation, here's how.
Here's how you can become a talking head, brought to you by BTC.
Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Phone lines open in New Providence, 323-6232, 325-4259, 325-4316. Toll free in anyone in the family islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. All right. Before we get to our special guest, got to send a big shout out down there in Abaco to the birthday boy himself, Mr. Roscoe Thompson. Happy birthday, Scully.
There you go.
Big day for you. Enjoy it to the fullest. Rock out till you clock out. And don't throw your back out, old fella. All right? All right.
Oh.
But here we are, and of course, we do have a great show lined up today, MJ, and our special guest. Let's bring him right in, no stranger to the show. Glad to have him here and his first, available opportunity to come and sit down and chop it up with us. So let's welcome to the show the FNM Senator, the Honorable Mr. Ulrich Fox. Is that good for protocol, MJ?
It is good.
Ricky, what's good, my brother? How are
what's
you, man?
You definitely know you can call me Ricky.
I don't think Ulrich ain't happening no time soon. It's Rick. Ricky.
I know. But MJ, I appreciate you. Thank you for getting my government name, right?
Yeah, government name, there. Correct.
Trying to remind people that name goes all the way back to 1969 and 70 in our country. So a lot of people know me as, it's a term of endearment if you know
it
that
is.
Name. Then you know I'm from here. And Naughty, you know both, so. So you could use whichever one you want.
Yeah, man. We good to go.
Happy belated birthday, brother.
Thank you very much, man. We getting up there. We like, as your dear friend and one of my favorite players ever would say, the late, great Kobe Bryant, be nobody, B Bino.
Yes.
Bino.
Yes.
But now, you know, I'm going to use that as a segue, all right, since we're jumping into this interview. You had your run at your first elections, all right?
Yes.
And 6 days after the elections were over and the F&M lost, you were appointed as a senator by, you know, F&M leader, Mr. Michael Pintard. Do you think this was a genuine appointment, or do you think that you have any reason to believe that this appointment might be waiting on you ahead of time? Or was this a surprise to you? I thought it was a good selection, to tell you the truth.
Well, I appreciate that support. I would like to first start off with also, before we get into the depths of this conversation, just the acknowledgement of where we are today at September 1st, which is the anniversary of Hurricane Dorian. And we look back how quickly time has passed, but yet still so many lives are still looking to build back stronger than ever. I just want to send my condolences and the memories out to those people in Abaco and in Grand Bahama that were seriously affected at that time. And just, you know, take a moment to remember that and show appreciation for all of those that have been working over the last few years to get us back to where we need to be, but also move us forward stronger. So as you point to, in terms of the role as senator now, with the opportunity to serve publicly after running and falling short in Garden Hills as a member of parliament, I just want to first say I'm extremely grateful for that effort and opportunity to be a senator. I think we had a chance to be a part of a very strong team with Senator Ellsworth Johnson, two Johnsons, both Trevor and Ellsworth, and then Senator Kamalafi Arinthia. I'm so pleased and honored to be associated with them and grateful for the party and the leader appointing me to such a position. Now, I have to make it worthy. I have to make myself worthy of the role by being on the job 24/7, representing not only the Garden Hills constituents who I love so dearly, but the country at large. So to me, the focus is about the Bahamian people. As a senator, I represent, along with the rest of the government, the country. And so my job is to stay focused on the Bahamian people.
Well, that was partially why I asked the question. And yes, I think it's very, you know, genuine and sincere. And obviously, right, that you did touch on Dorian. And you know, our thoughts and prayers go out to everybody still affected by that, you know, years later, still trying to recover. But the reason why I asked, obviously, you know, the F&M took a loss at the polls. And I know at certain times, you know, the Lakers took losses. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So how do you feel post-election right now and after being chosen as a senator? How do you feel about F&M leadership? Let's get it out of the way. Let's ask the question. Because obviously that you know, a lot of stuff has been swirling in the press lately.
Well, yeah. Obviously, I don't live under a rock. I've been out on the rock among the people on a daily basis the last few months, which has been a joy to do, to get out, be among the people, get to them, talk to them, listen to what is important to them post-election. That started in Garden Hills, and it's moved around the entirety of Nassau, and we'll get to the Out Islands as well. But for me, the conversations around our party can't come before any conversation that is important to the people. So from that standpoint, I think we've had a series of issues and a lot of problems that have arisen over the summer that have taken center stage and should be center stage beyond any actual party discussions, quite frankly. I think party discussions should never supersede country and people issues. And so right now, to me, I believe, and I wholeheartedly believe, we have 12 leaders. This conversation about leadership, we already have leadership in our party. We have 12 leaders now that I would argue make up a board of directors, i.e. that if you look to the Bahamian people looking for individuals that could represent a cabinet that could run this country successfully and productively for us at large, I believe we have that right now. So from the parliamentary caucus, you look at the 12 people that are in that caucus, we are the leaders to date that represent our party, but are representing the Bahamian people. As that goes forward over the next 4 years, we'll have to recruit more people to the party. We have to bring more people into our party that believe that in the vision and the solutions that we can provide the Bahamian people. And I believe that is the focus. I believe we need to focus on that first and foremost. And anything down the road in a convention will be what it is. But I'm more excited about representing the people and solving some of these problems that I'm sure we'll get to talk to here in a second.
Yeah, no, Rick, we absolutely agree with you. You know, I know a lot of people want to talk about what's happening in the different parties, but for sure, I think the national issues are more pressing. But I just want to be, just want to touch on this point before we move on to some of the big issues that we have to deal with as a country. Right now, at this moment, your current leader, Michael Pintard, does he have your support?
Yeah, he's our leader. We have to support our leader, and we have to support him in the fight for the people. And I'm focused on making sure that the issues that he is championing and that we are fighting against to improve, that's what we're focused on. The party will choose. And as he voiced just the other day, he is the best choice in his mind for us to go forward with. And the convention will solve that whenever there's a convention. And if there's a change in that, the people will decide that. So as many party members and supporters that are there, please be engaged. For those that want to join the party and have a voice in our party on any decisions going forward, please join our party, the FNM, because I believe in the country, we will continue to represent the people with purpose, and we need more of them to share their voices and be a part of this. And that's the number one way they can influence our country and the future of our country, by picking our leaders. And it starts, regardless of what party you're in, it starts at the party level by the supporters and the members of those parties choosing their leaders internally. And those leaders then become our leaders nationally.
What about yourself? Do you have any, have you given any thought to maybe potential leadership in the future for yourself?
Well, I think we carry our daily approach to leadership into our life at all times. Like, I've never been in a situation where I've not moved and conducted myself like a leader in a team that I'm on or in a company that I'm in. So I've now been blessed to be a senator, which is one of our leaders in our country. I'm on the executive committee in our party, which my voice is heard there in contribution. And as we go forward in convention, my voice, I'm sure, will be heard there as well. Sorry?
No, go ahead.
No, but to me right now, what the party decides, it will be decided internally. And that now is starting to be a larger conversation. But I'm focused on being among the people right now, because I think we got to get back to them. We got to make it about them. We got to go to them. We can't wait for them to come to us. And if we look at the last 5 years in our country, right, apathy has won the vote. They are not turned on by us. They are not inspired by us. And that's a problem for us as a nation, right? And that's across all parties. We need our citizens engaged. We need their voices heard, and we need them sharing that with us. And if they want us to come to them to express themselves, then we get out and we go to them. The last 5 years, I see that the conversation was more about ourselves internally than about them externally. Mm. And I don't know how you inspire anybody when you talk about yourself. We got to talk about them.
Now, you mentioned earlier when we first started the conversation, Rick, that you were prepared and on the ground, ready to go and prove yourself as a senator for the next, 5 years. What do you think you need to accomplish to prove you were put there because of your potential and capabilities, and not just as a political favor or a token post because of, your celebrity that you bring to the table?
Yeah, all of these are double-edged swords, right? Celebrity has value, cuts both ways, right? Any opinions about the position I'm in right now, I can't control those things. So I focus on solutions. In my life, I've always focused on, what is the solution? There's problems that arise in our lives on a day-to-day basis. We go on a quest to find the solutions to those problems, and then we deliver results. And if you look back to my budget communications and my opportunity to share my thoughts on where we go as a nation, my focus has always been on how do we expedite with urgency the results in our country, so that our people live a different life and a better life, right? And so right now, for me to accomplish those things, I have to work effectively with my Senate colleagues. I have to be within my party to make sure that we are in tune and that we're on the same page, constantly delivering the fight and but delivering solutions. What I don't want us to get bogged down into is the repeated pointing out of the problems. Bahamians can see, they can feel, they can touch, they can hear the issues. They're living them. They are living the problems. So we don't necessarily always have to just point them out again. What they're looking for is leadership that has the solutions and examples of options and solutions to the problem. So I got to go along with my teammates. We have to all go and find those solutions when problems arise. So that's how you win the trust. That's how you inspire. That's how you grow in your leadership. But right now, today, I'm one of the leaders in the FNM. I'm one of the leaders in the country. And I put that as a focus every day. I get up in my mind on where I need to be putting my attention.
All right, let's get to the first break. I see Mr. Producer giving us the high sign, so let's get to the first break. We'll get to the first break. Flip side of the first break, we will continue our conversation here on the Tuesday, September 1st edition of Talking Heads. Naughty and MJ, our special guest, FNM Senator Mr. Dave, coming up right after the break. Keep it right where you got it. Talking Heads continues right after this.
The future see millennium. Killer bees sold 50 gold, 60 platinum. Shackling the matches with drastic rap tactics. Graphic displays melt the steel like blacksmiths. Black Wu jackets, queen bees ease the guns in. Rumbling with patrolmen, tear gas, lace the function.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Dump Buffalo Ranch! Dump Buffalo Ranch!
Get messy with it!
Dive in hot with the new KFC Dunk Buffalo Ranch. A crispy ranch chicken sandwich with buffalo sauce on the side.
Buffalo on the side. Buffalo on the side.
For just $8.95, get messy with it and dunk it how you want it. KFC, it's finger licking good.
Everybody dunk.
Everybody ranch.
We're going to give you a check every week for a year.
Percy Fenton Pond, Island Game, keep you winning. Percy Fenton Pond, Dream Big, we will help you live it. Percy Fenton Pond, Island Game, we got you. Percy Fenton Pond, from the friends you can trust. If winning is a must, go play the game you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
Since 1999, Storm Frame Windows has been the name Bahamians trust for authentic, tested, impact-rated windows and doors. 26 years, zero failures during Hurricane Dorian. Somewhere, a hurricane is still filing a complaint. Protect your biggest investment. Call Storm Frame Windows at 325-6633. Storm Frame Windows, proven since 1999. Undefeated ever since.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
It's time for the buzz. What are you buzzing on? Brought to you by John's Shoes.
I bomb atomically. Socrates, philosophies, and hypotheses. Can't define how I be dropping these mockeries. Lyrically perform on robbery.
I got you. On the Tuesday, September 1st edition of Talking Heads, Naughty and MJ and your company right up until 6 p.m. Our special guest, FNM Senator Mr. Rick Fox. We continue the conversation now. And like I said, Rick, I know you got some big things planned for Garden Hills coming up. We'll get to that in a second. But obviously, we want to talk about a couple of more things before we get to that.
I would love to hear about the Senate Vacation Series because I've been following it on social media. So, okay, Rick, you initially you kind of criticized Parliament for taking such a long summer break, right? Yeah, they take very, very long breaks. But you did spend the time doing your Senate Vacation Series, which I thought, you know, they're just so much fun watching it. But I'm curious, like, what have you learned while you've, you know, done your various community visits? What have you taken away from your vacation series?
Well, it's been an opportunity not only to see more of our country on the ground, but to connect to our fellow citizens and hear their voices, enjoy, laugh, share a meal, grab a drink, play some dominoes, just run into friends and family and people that may have not seen me the last 6 months as I was out campaigning. And it's been really informative. It's informative because it's one thing to think you know what people want to see, happening and want to see in our country evolve to. It's another thing for to sit down and debate it and to really actually share in those ideas. So it's I think edited. I edit it and we get it out there on a you know every so often every few days basis. And people have enjoyed seeing the fun around the summer. And I did criticize that, or I did point to. I don't necessarily see it as criticism, but I pointed to the fact that I was surprised that we get so much time off for the summer. And as you noticed, and we've all experienced, we still, the problems don't take the summer off.
No.
Right? And so it, when the power's always off, I don't know how we get to take a vacation and be off. So there's problems to be solved. And when I think back to the start of Parliament and the budget debate, it was communicated that we were summer ready. What I didn't know was that they were referencing maybe a lady in accounts named Summer who was ready to send out those bills.
Summer's gone
regardless
by.
Of whether the power was on some of the time or not. So that's the only summer I think we've all experienced is the power being on some of the time.
it's been a rough summer for us, which kind of takes us into some of these national issues, so many that we're dealing with right now. Let's go back a little bit, because there have been a couple of big issues on the table that we still don't quite have answers to, and I'm really curious to hear your opinions on these different things that we're dealing with as a country. Let's start back on May 12th, Election Day, right? So we had a plane crash, and subsequently, based on U.S. court filings, we learned that there's a Bahamian national who is now in U.S. custody. There's also some allegations around Politician One that he allegedly met with an undercover DEA source inside the Parliament building, right, to discuss a major cocaine shipment. Now, I'm just curious, because you are now a parliamentarian, are you satisfied with the response that your body has given so far? And what else do you think needs to be done, if anything, to kind of protect the integrity of the institution of Parliament itself?
So thank you for the question. That is a valid question that I want to point to the appropriate person to answer that on behalf of our party, because we have, I am the shadow minister of tourism. I am the spokesperson for foreign affairs in the Senate. I am the spokesperson for the Ministry of National Development in the Senate. I am the spokesperson for culture and also for urban development. So I do have a shared voice in these areas. But I think our leader's done a good job of standing up in Parliament along with the caucus and representing the concerns and pointing to the need for answers in these areas. So I'll leave it to him to speak on and represent the party's stance when it comes to those issues. And I'm going to stay in my lane and be a good teammate.
Rick, I got to ask you this question, something you probably weren't used to when you were in college or playing professionally abroad. But we've had repeated power outages, island-wide blackouts, and load shedding. But the minister maintains that BPL was prepared for summer, not once, but twice, doubled down on it. Obviously, they're not. Obviously, it's an epic failure. Exceptional heat overwhelmed the system. Do you really buy into that? Do you accept that explanation, or do you think it's just more of a BS carousel right now? Because every week is a different excuse.
Well, I think we're searching for answers. I think we're searching for solutions. And at the end of the day, I think there's been an amalgamation of a lot of reasons why all of this is coming to a head, and we are suffering as a people at the hands of the power outages and our infrastructure. So I'll start there. When I think of how that impacts us in our economy, I go immediately to the Ministry of Tourism when, for 4 days on end, tourists are coming off of the ships and experiencing a downtown area without power. So that impacts and leaves a poor impression on us. But Bahamian lives come first, even before our tourists. And so I can't imagine, if I've heard one story, I've heard 100 stories, even out at Senate vacation, being on the ground around the country, I experienced in many constituencies, the power being out in the middle of our shoots. So it's something that has to be resolved. And when we look at the impact it has on us going forward, if it's an infrastructure challenge at the scale with which we need to revamp our power grid, then man, I heard the national address by the prime minister. He says the buck stops with him. He's on it. They have solutions on the table. I want and root for solutions to be here tomorrow with urgency, notwithstanding who politically gets the win. We just need the solution for the Bahamian people. And that's what I keep talking. We come back to what is best for our country, what is best for our people. And right now, it's not about politics. It's about who has the win in terms of the solution to solve this problem.
Yeah. We also have another situation that's developing in real time. You know that schools just reopened yesterday. And now today we see that the BEMU and the administrators are, I guess, on a precipice of industrial action. Many schools were closed at noon today, the public schools, even though, like I said, they just opened yesterday. What are your thoughts on that? What does it say to you about the way the whole public education system is being managed right now? Because we also have the Bahamas Union of Teachers setting deadlines and maybe on the precipice as well of their own action in response to this relationship with the government right now. Well, what are your thoughts on what's happening in education?
I have a lot of thoughts. It's education, I think, foundationally is the future of our country. And our youth carry in their minds, I believe, regardless of the age, dreams that are going to shape where we go as a nation. We're going to be passing the baton to them. And I don't think politics in any way should get in the way of the Bahamian dream. And right now, instead of our Bahamian youth sitting in a classroom, expanding the skills that get them to executing on their dream, they're holding that dream in their heads right now and having been picked up and taken home from school. So I understand that there's been a negotiation going on again, and you can check in with the Ministry of the Shadow Minister of Education, Shannon Don Cartwright. He's been speaking on this. He would go deeper on this. I would just tell you that right now the children are the victims in this equation, along with the parents who have to leave work to go pick up their kids from school, and it's only the second day of school. So if we're looking at a solution to this problem, what I would simply point to is the urgency with which we are negotiating and trying to resolve labor disagreements or any negotiational stance in our country, looking at Cabbage Beach, which is a tourism issue, right? There's the urgency around solving these problems and getting to solutions has to be expedited and compressed. Simply, end of topic, we need to get to the win and solve these problems in a timely manner. Take, for example, the Pope dies, you got to find a new Pope. They go in to the conclave.
Yep.
Until the smoke comes out. Until the smoke comes out, you don't come out the room.
That's right.
So we need more urgency around solving our problems that are right now impacting our children's futures and also parents on their jobs having to leave to go pick these kids up.
Now, Rick, let me ask you this question. Let me pivot a little bit. The government says at least $700 million in excess borrowing proceeds went into the National Investment Fund and was used primarily on airports or in connection with airports. First and foremost, have you seen anything to do with the National Investment Fund? Do you know where the $700 million is? I'm asking everybody. I'm on a national campaign. I'm asking, you know where the $700 million
is? Has anyone called in or has anyone been on a treasure hunt looking for it?
No. So let me ask you, what do you think government needs to show the public so we could be satisfied that the money was properly authorized, invested, and accounted for, rather than, you know, come up with scenarios as to where the thing gone?
Well, this is a drum that our current leader is beating and beating it loudly. It is not a small amount of money. I'll give you an example. Someone was laughing at the fact that I wanted to go and pick up my $400 as a candidate after we lost the election. And they said, why is my man worried about his $400? And I said, $400 leads to $4,000, it leads to $4 million, it leads to $400 million. And so when things go missing or you don't attend to the detail of your financial states in your life, you start to ask, well, if you don't know where the $400 is, it'll explain to me why you don't know where the $700 million is, right? And so I just think right now our leader is beating the drum on where is this these funds. We were in the budget debate. We asked about the surplus. There is no surplus, according to, and we can't wait to get back to it to September in Parliament on the 16th and then into the Senate to continue to ask these questions. Because just like we need urgency in our negotiations, we need turnaround time and urgency in the responses to these questions, so that the people can have the trust, the assurance, and the security and the confidence in us as leaders that we're heading in the right direction. Because what we don't need is more debate about whether or not we as a government and we as leaders are doing the job that they hired us to do.
You, I saw your inaugural Senate contribution, and during that, you did talk, that was during the budget debate, I believe, and you talked about the national debt, and you said something that I thought was really interesting. You kind of call for measurable results from government spending. So tell us what that looks like in your mind. What does that look like, measurable results?
Accountability. It's something that the average Bahamian that is not in government can understand and read and decipher the results. They not only do they feel it, see it in their lives, they can go to a website and see the actual results of what was being told to them was going to be executed. We do this in our education system every year, do we not? Before the school year, we report on the statistics of where we stand academically in our country with our students, right? That's a result, that's an example of a result, a report-based result on where we stand. How are we progressing? If we don't measure what we are telling people we're doing, then how do we know we're progressing? Right? So the accountability has to be bookend with we're going to do this, and on this day, we're going to tell you whether or not we did it and show you how we've progressed.
Yeah. You, I'm sure, no doubt, have heard about the government's rollout and the changes that are going to come about with the one tax system and the new BIN, Bahamas Identification Number. We're still waiting for them to give us like a fulsome explanation on exactly, you know, not only what it is, but some of the capabilities into the future. You're a senator. I think eventually you'll see some legislation surrounding, one tax and BIN and that sort of thing. So what do you understand it to be right now? And what are some of the questions you think Bahamians should be asking right now?
Well, they're asking for more clarity, first and foremost.
Mm-hmm.
I've been listening to the radio. I've heard you, you guys question and ask for more clarity on behalf of the people. And so if there's a gap in understanding, then that's a failure of delivering what is not going to show up. That's here today. One tax is here today, right?
Yeah.
Now, if you're a conspiratorial theorist, right? And you say, okay, well, that's Big Brother's watching. Like now it's you get a number, right? And that number is going to run your life. And how does that impact all of us, right? Well, I've seen that play run around the world globally.
Yeah.
In many countries, because I've traveled, I've seen it, I've watched it, right? At the end of the day, income tax is coming. They say it's not a tax today, but it is the door opening to what impacts how we as a country survive in the world. Why do I say that? Well, as the Shadow Minister of Tourism, it impacts us globally. How do we sell ourselves? We sell ourselves as a destination of financial services, right? And the world recognizes us as having a strong tax infrastructure that is supportive and enticing for everyone globally to want to participate in, whether they're visiting us or moving to our country or wanting to collaborate with us in business, right? So if we're running a global brand that says we are a tax neutral jurisdiction, and all of a sudden now we tell the world, oh no, actually, we have now this one tax platform that not only impacts Bahamian citizens and they're going to have to adapt and adjust to it, it's going to now send a different message to the world about who we are and who we have been, not only as a tourist destination, but also as a financial services industry.
Eerily similar to how, they handle the yachting fees, and that yachting industry now is in a terrible state. I think they should do an investigation before they put out these statements regarding on how our industry is going to go and what these taxes are going to do. I don't think it's going to pan out for us in the future.
Well, look, we have a $700 million debt, right? I called for a ministry of debt in the Senate, right? We got all these different ministries. We should have a ministry of debt because we got a $700 million problem that's growing and getting bigger and bigger that I don't think we're adequately solving for, right? You can't tax ourselves into prosperity. You can't tax ourselves into more progress. If the solution for progress is to pull more from the Bahamian people and our American tourists that visit us and the global economy that visits and works with us and collaborates with us in the financial sector, then what we're going to end up doing is turning people off from us as a nation and what we've become known for and loved for over the last decades.
Now, let me ask you this question. This is another one that I definitely been hard to ask you, and I saw you championing the cause. I think that it's a rite of passage of a Bahamian teenager to go to Cabbage Beach, to get your Swank's pizza, get your Coley's, and go over to Cabbage Beach.
Yeah.
How many Saturdays and Sundays we spent over there as young men growing up, young teenagers? That was part of the process.
Yeah, all the time.
Right now, it seems like Bahamians are being, for lack of a better word, squeezed out of valuable beaches and waterfront areas. I mean, especially the ones that involve resorts and then private, obviously, gated communities. And you know, the waterfront areas, the beach line and the water line is always the cry from time immemorial.
Right.
In your opinion, where should the line be drawn between private development and the public's right to access to the beaches? Where's that happy medium? Do you have a happy medium that might help? Because I think if we had some good due diligence and good arbitration at the table, we could find a happy medium for everybody. I don't think Bahamians should be displaced from prime time beach that we grew up on. Our kids should have a right to see that. Our grandkids should have a right to go out there and frequent that.
I went out to Cabbage Beach the other day after the things kicked up out there. And I actually ran into an 80-year-old Bahamian visiting from New Jersey who grew up in the Bahamas on that beach, comes there all the time to revisit his childhood, and was pointing at the fence himself, asking what's going on here, right? Yeah. And so in that conversation of speaking with vendors that had been out there for 30 years and 17 years, and also though knowing that the Four Seasons and the Ocean Club Resorts residences is an amazing opportunity for us as a country to grow in partnership with developers. I acknowledge that. I represent. I am here for that. We as a country are here for that. We want to grow our offering, right? But not at the expense of Bahamians, first of all, having access, which just in clarity, the Four Seasons and Ocean Club residents are in agreement. There has to be access. And they are supporting and creating that access and that safe access. But they're also supporting those. They're saying they're here. They're there to support the vendors and the small businesses. What I've seen happen, and many times over the years in this discussion, it comes up all the time, right? Whether it's the Atlantis up the beach from the Four Seasons Ocean Club residents there that is being developed, this is a $700 million or so dollar development that's going to employ 800 to 1,000 Bahamians. Yes. Bahamians, from my understanding, doing my research now the last few days, there's over 100 Bahamians working already and being employed by its development. So that's a positive thing. They actually are outwardly voicing their agreement with us as Bahamians that the Bahamians are entitled to the beach and the Cabbage Beach and the access, and that the vendors should be there on the beach, supported and operating and growing their businesses. So if there's a difference in where a high median watermark line is, then that means if there's a heads of agreement, which I'm sure there is, it must be expressed in that heads of agreement. And if it isn't expressed there, then it was poorly negotiated. And if it's an open-ended conversation still, then we need to get to the particulars of that, starting, like you said, with Bahamians in the room that are lived out there, worked out there, understand what a high watermark out at Cabbage Beach looks like and where they've experienced it and seen it. But we also have to account for the fact that we can't be a nation that screams climate change, loss and damages. Please tell us how you're going to support us as a global citizen going forward when we're slowly going underwater. Because a high watermark today, if you set that today, well, does it account for 20 years from now and 40 years from now when the water is 20% closer to the shore? So there's a lot of angles here that we have to look at and take into consideration. But it starts with Bahamians. We have to think of what is the win-win for the Bahamian people who are first, and for this developer, so they can feel not only invited and partnership to come in and support and celebrate our culture and our people and our country and invite others to come and do that. We have to make sure they feel like the doing business in the Bahamas is a process that is urgently executed and respectfully their desires in their contract are honored. And we as a people are honored by our government officials who have negotiated these contracts, that they have put us first. And as long as they put us first, there's going to be a win-win in this. And I believe that'll come hopefully in time. It should happen with urgency. There should be more urgency in our lives and more urgency to solving these problems and providing solutions for our people.
So I got something today, Senator Fox, that I was like, what? $100,000 Bahamian Future Movement launches the Bahamian Dream Initiative. I got a press release today, and I was like, wow, that sounds pretty good. So I'm really excited right now for you to tell us exactly what's happening with this Bahamian Dream Initiative. What's going on there?
Well, I have personally been so blessed and supported by not only my family, not only the community here at large throughout the years. I've lived the Bahamian Dream. I tell people that all the time. It may have been supported when I went overseas by Americans. Everyone seems to think I went somewhere else. I left Bahamas and I went to America, and then I came home. So,
right.
So whatever other planet they have me at when I left, I was in America. Okay, and that the American dream supported my Bahamian dream, but it did in any way supplant the dream as a Bahamian, right, to be and have the life that I have. I believe that I am not the only one living the Bahamian dream. We all are. We all have our version of what the Bahamian dream means to us. I want to support the definition of that from the next generation's voice, providing them a platform to express themselves. Because between the age of 10 to 25, there is a future of our country out there right now that has the best ideas for the future, I believe, sitting right in their minds. And they're the next generation that are going to be responsible for giving us the country that we are going to live in as senior citizens, right? And I want them to express it. I want them to be supported in a platform that gives them a way to do that. And so right now, instead of doing that at school with their teachers, they're at home. And so this initiative is something we've been working on all summer to get ready for a back-to-school contribution, not just to Garden Hills, who I love.
And what do you have planned for back to school for Garden Hills, Rick?
Sorry, this is for everyone. This
okay.
is Garden Hills. We've been doing things on the ground in Garden Hills for back to school, but from a national conversation and initiative and challenge. I'd like to challenge our youth to express themselves, okay? What does the Bahamian dream mean to them? Yeah, I want to empower them to not only dream, but to then build that through their expression, and then to go out and prepare themselves to make that dream a reality. And we as leaders, governments, teachers, family members, the community that uplifts them and prepares them for a life to carry these dreams into a reality, we got to be here to support them. And so right now we're falling down on that job in our education department in the area of not having the schools up and ready to go and the negotiations not completed. We got to get to that, and we got to get that done with urgency.
All right, we're going to open up the phone lines now. We had several callers holding, but I appreciate your patience. You can call us back. Phone lines are open now. We're going to open up the lines 323-6232, 325-4259, 325-4316. Toll free to anyone in the family islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. All right, so feel free to chime in. I'm going to jump into some text right now. And the texts were coming in fast and furious earlier. So let's jump on the text right now. Let me pull those up. And remember, the Guardian Text Line powered by BTC. All right, here we go. Good afternoon, Naughty MJ and your guest, Mr. Fox. Did the Deputy Prime Minister say they were ready for the new school year? Because they ain't ready. Children were sent home upon arrival to government schools today. Shaking my head, sucking my teeth. Belated happy birthday, Naughty. When you have time, we need to talk. Okay, unless you're bringing me some birthday gifts or whatever, we need to talk. Good afternoon,
you're
Naughty and MJ and Senator Fox. MJ, you are my favorite host, and I have to call you every day and tell you bad news. The power just went off again for the fourth time today.
Eleuthera.
On Eleuthera. This is ridiculous.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Good afternoon, Naughty MJ and Senator Fox. The idea of persons in the FNM telling others out there that the FNM need a new leader is not for the public to know, but for that info to stay inside. If I was Pintard, I would tell Ingram it's okay for him to say that, but until then, let the members decide on that. I will close those talks. The FNM then need to stop exposing all their business. Hey, Naughty and MJ, ask Senator Fox if he got his $400 back yet. It's just been 3 months now. He already said he got his money back, man. And why? All right, let's go to the phone lines. Talking heads.
Hey, Naughty, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, my brother?
Our people laid it by them, man. All the best and, you know, continue to grow, continue to do you the future.
Thank you very much, man. I greatly appreciate it.
Senator Fox.
Yes, sir.
We outside.
Where you outside? I gotta come in to see you.
Hey, listen, it's refreshing to hear you on the radio. It's refreshing to hear your thoughts, the ideas that you're bringing forth to the Bahamian people. I hope that you continue to do what you're doing. I hope you continue to be that voice. And don't let this be a one-off. I mean, you really sound good in what you're saying. So continue to be out there. Continue to knock on doors. Continue to just put your voice out there.
As long as the Bahamian people will have me serve, I am here to serve.
All right. Again, congratulations on you being appointed a senator. And I'll link up and continue to listen.
Appreciate you, sir.
Seems like, you know, that you did resonate while you were out there in such a short time. So I'm hoping that there is another go around, another run. I think most Bahamians would like to see more Rick Fox moving forward. Everybody got the pearlyitis going on right now. Everybody on mute.
Nope. I'm not. Sorry, are we going back to the phone line?
We got callers. You have talking heads.
All right.
Hello.
Caller, I got you. What's happening?
Good afternoon, Naughty, MJ, and to Mr. Rick Fox.
Hey, 52.
I'm going to call you at the end of the... Hey, 52, before you get into your contribution, I'm going to call you as soon as the show is over. Got the video. I saw that. We need to talk.
Yeah, man. But listen, I got a good joy. Hey, boy, I watched your old clip of Tony Dawson the other day, boy. Look here. I had a good time watching it, but maybe we need to get on with some of the old-time greats. But what Mr. Rick Fox is saying just now, he alluded to something I was mentioning. And so I don't know if you're familiar with the western portion of the Goodman's Bay area, which you bent all the way up to Radisson, and by the where it was the old Guanahani village. Around the Sanders Hotel. Did you notice the watermark has changed? Like, you notice that the sand, the erosion has taken place. So as it relates to what Mr. Rick Fox is saying, and I had mentioned it as swash and backwash, right? And so he's talking about the tide, the sea rising. So we really need to define what is this high watermark, because soon we will be demarked and we wouldn't have anywhere to go, because I just thought that was very important, because it shouldn't be a fixed situation in which we can obviously see that the sea level is rising. I just thought that was something that he mentioned. I like how he always forerunning about the hospital and the different things as it relates to the average person, as it relates to the services that we're getting from our government. All right? Have a good day, man.
Thanks, 52.
He is spot on with that. He is forward-looking at, not today. You set a line today, but how does that line impact us 20 years from now when our kids are out there at the beach, if there is one, if they're, you know? And so you have to account for that as well.
We got a lot of kids every year coming out. We got a lot of kids that we need to look forward to, having a future in this country, Rick. And I think some of the initiatives you're making lay that groundwork. And I like the tech summit you went to as well on your senator's vacation. I think that opens up a lot of doors. We have a lot of kids interested in coding and that portion of technology. I think that's something that we really need to look at and highlight here among schools' curriculums.
That's why I like this initiative. Just tell us a little bit more before you get out of here, Rick. Tell us about the dream essay, dream story, dream bill. What is it exactly that do you think you're going to get out of the persons who participate in this Bahamian Dream initiative? What kind of ideas are we looking for? And then you got some crazy good cash prizes as well. So please tell them about that, as well as where they can get more information or maybe put in their submissions.
Well, I will share that you can go to BahamasFutureMovement.com for all of the details, but I'll share some of them right now. The initiative is a challenge for our youth from the age of 10 to 25. So it doesn't matter where you're in school at, government school, private school, homeschooled, out of school, but still under 25. This is the opportunity for you to submit an essay, a video story, or also a deck just explaining your solution to a problem that you see we as a country can solve. And so it's competition. I love competition. I believe competition is a healthy way to create action and activation. And when you participate, I like people to be rewarded for their participation. And I think getting out and caring about our youth, all of that should be rewarded. So the prize association in the website where you see the $100,000. It's broken down to share clearly who will participate and share in that, with the judging of that, how it'll be judged, and then the timeline with which we will be working on. This starts today, as it's the first week of school, back to school. It'll run in terms of submission till January 31st. So you have a few months here for teachers and schools, because there's also participation for the teachers as mentors, an opportunity for them to participate and share in that prize pool, as well as schools. Schools can participate in the prize pool by their participation and get everyone engaged as wide as possible across the country, from Grand Bahama all the way down to Inagua. Everywhere, any student is available, any youth is can participate in this. They can go to bahamasfuturemovement.com and see the details. And by June, we will be having a banquet to celebrate the winners. And we will be inviting all of our leaders, both government and community-related folks, to join us and celebrate these submissions and the winners. And hopefully we look to make this a year-to-year program that we can continue to build on our Bahamian dream.
So let's get back to the phone lines real quick. I think we have more callers on the line. Talking Heads.
Hello.
Hi, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon. I wanted to first of all thank Mr. Fox for coming on to take some time to speak to us. But I was really curious, given the amount of sensationalism surrounding the most recent election, from your perspective, regardless of, you know, who the governing administration is, what do you think the priorities should be for this administration or the next? Where do you think the priority should be? Should it be primarily energy, finance? What do you think those priorities should be, and how do you think the administration should be looking to implement that plan, if any?
I love your question. I think it is a conversation I'd love to have with you off radio. It's not my position to speak on behalf of the party. We have a leader that can speak to the priorities that are being set by the FNM. So unfortunately, I can't. I focus on you as a fellow Bahamian and the people, and my job as a senator to represent. But I don't set the course of our party and the nation. And so unfortunately, I cannot answer that. But I am passionately in line with you on that rank and that order needing to be set.
All right, we're going to get to the news. Flip side of the news. We'll wrap things up with Senator FNM Senator Rick Fox right here on the Tuesday, September 1st edition of Talking Heads, which continues right after this.
Flee with the lottery. Possibly they slotted me. Battle scarred showgun. Explosion when my pen hits. Tremendous. Ultraviolet shine blind forensics. I inspect view through the future. See millennium. Killer bees sold 50 gold.
Since 1999, Storm Frame Windows has been the name Bahamians trust for authentic, tested, impact-rated windows and doors.
26 years, zero failures during Hurricane Dorian. Somewhere, a hurricane is still filing a complaint.
Protect your biggest investment. Call Storm Frame Windows at 325-6633. Storm Frame Windows, proven since 1999. Undefeated ever since.
It starts with the school bell. Then comes the running, the noise, the mess, the whole crew coming over. It's the beautiful chaos of after school. But when hunger becomes one more thing to handle, you got this. Grab the KFC back to school bucket with 8 pieces of chicken, 4 biscuits, and 10 of the new mashies, including gravy for just $25. You even get a free fan while supplies last. Scan your receipt for your chance to win a fully loaded KFC backpack. Only at KFC Nassau, where it's finger looking good.
You have been saving, planning, and thinking about what comes next. Maybe your first home is closer than you think. With up to 95% mortgage financing from CIBC Caribbean, eligible clients can take a smarter step towards home ownership with guidance, tools, and support along the way. Your future deserves more than rent. Visit CIBCCaribbean.com/homeownership for more information. Conditions apply.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles, with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane. Mary Jane. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Bomb atomically. Socrates, philosophies, and hypotheses. Can't define how I be dropping these mockeries. Lyrically perform armed robbery. Flee with the lottery. Possibly they spotted me. Battle scarred, showgun. Explosion when my pen hits. Tremendous.
Talking Heads with Nazi and MJ is brought to you by the Bahamas Park and Beaches Authority, Burger King, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Jaws Department Store, KFC, Muffle World, Nazi Johnny's, Preston Sounds Games, Prince Masters, and Stomping.
Gas lace the function, heads by the score, take flight inside a war, ticks hit the floor, die hard fans demand more. Behold the bold soldier, control the glow slowly, proceeds the blow, swinging swords like shinobi, stomp grounds and bound footprints in solid rock. Who got it locked, performing live on your hottest fly.
As the world turns, I spread like germ, bless the globe with the pestilence. The hard headed never learn, this my testament to those burned. Play my position in the game of life, standing firm on foreign land, jump the gun out the frying pan. Into the fire, transform into the ghost rider. A six pack and a street car named Desire. Who got my back in the line of fire holding back? What? My peoples, if you with me, where the f*** you at?
Well, I got you on the Tuesday, September 1st edition of Talking Heads. First day of the month, September 1st. All right?
New sound month. Excited about
let's
that.
Let's see how long September lasts compared to August, okay?
About the, what, 30 days?
Oregon grew wings and took off one of the two.
It's almost Christmas. We agree. It's almost Christmas.
All right, but let me grab a couple of texts in here before we wrap up with our special guest today, Senator Rick Falk. And there's a couple that's kind of relevant. Good afternoon, Naughty MJ and Senator Falk. Excellent talk show, and we love the ideas and contributions to the future development of the Bahamas. The Bahamian people will continue to support your efforts. Happy belated birthday, Naughty. Thank you. From Grand Bahama, we are listening today. Sheila, also the mayor of Grand Bahama, is locked in. What's up, mayor of Grand Bahama? The high water mark needs to be abolished as part of the racist past. Bahamians go to the beach to enjoy the water, the sand, and the shade. All of that is on the beach, which is true.
That is true.
All right, but I do want to thank, Senator Falk for going over time with us just a little bit and, wrapping up and closing up on a few things. Let me get another text in here. Good afternoon, Naughty, MJ, and Mr. Fox, and Senator Fox. Brave Davis put Chester Cooper in education so he could go through the unsettled unions agreement and make him look weak to open the door for Sebas to become the leader of the PLP party. But what do you think Joe Bell got to say about all that?
You got a lot of conspiracy.
You know, beginning Joe Bell got something to say about that.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy, that's so rubbish. You can't even write that any funnier than that, that train wreck.
A lot's happening. Let me ask Rick one final question. And thank you so much for spending time with us today. We always enjoy having you here on Talking Heads. But I know that we got a lot of things that we're dealing with as a country. I wonder, though, what do you think is the one issue that, and I know there may be many, but what's that one issue that you think you want to define your work in the Senate? And then a year from now, when Bahamians judge, you know, whether or not this appointment was the best thing or worthwhile, what do you want them to look at?
Well, it's already been worthwhile, and it'll continue to be that because I've gotten a greater connection to the people, and my focus and feedback that is coming at me, my focus has been to serve and to listen and to serve and to actually fight for and deliver with the team that I'm connected to the solutions that they so desperately want to see arrive sooner than later. And to me, that is summed up in one heading, that is economic independence. I brought it to the forefront in our debates in the Senate, our ability to economically control our future as a country is something that I think we still are fighting for. I just think we could fight a lot harder. And I think we can bring more urgency to that as a nation and collectively bond together like we did in the past for political independence and to really make it put it in the forefront of our minds and make it a reality once and for all. And so that's where I would like to continue to champion the conversation in the area of affordability for our people, for our people seeing their dreams grow in all areas and aspects of their lives, especially if they have dreams of excellence, making sure that excellence is a definition that's clear, that it is something that lives on a global platform and a stage that impacts the world, not just from our shores to each other, but to really change the way the world views us by bringing our genius, our excellence, and our ideas, and building them right here from home and having them touch everybody globally. So that's the excitement that I have for being a senator and for being on a team that's of board members right now in the parliamentary caucus on our side that is more than qualified to set up a government and execute that on behalf of the Bahamian people.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what your Bahamian Dream Initiative produces and all of the great ideas, because I think you're right. I think there's a lot of stuff that we can learn from our younger Bahamians. And maybe that big transformational idea is sitting in the mind of some young Bahamian right now, and they just need a place to express it. So congratulations to you on the initiative and best of luck with it. I think you're going to find that it gets a lot of support.
Thank you. I hope so. BahamasFutureMovement.com. Go check it out. Please participate. Spread the word. My Bahamian dream is alive and well, and it's been going now for 57 years. And I think we all had a few dreams this summer, whether it was a dream that the power stayed on, whether it was a dream, whether it's a dream that we can keep our kids in school, whether it's a dream that rats don't run around our hospital anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Rick, I want to thank you for stopping by and being so candid as always. I greatly appreciate it. And listen, I've had a lot of people reach out to me, had a few texts come through the show today. Naughty, you have to get Senator Fox on Sundays on the Press Box, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. and talk sports.
That's a good idea. Let's do it.
All right. So now that you've heard the listeners, you've heard the senator commit to it, we will make it happen over the coming weeks on the Press Box. Maybe once a month we'll get him on and shoot the breeze and get caught up, especially when basketball gets in full throw.
Come by as many times as you want. You will have me. I'm a sports guy. I love sports. And this is football season.
Right.
The baseball is wrapping up. And basketball is right around the corner.
All right. Let me get some of the listeners already excited, so when you make your appearance on the show, we can pick up the conversation.
All right.
All right, but as we go to the break, and thank you again, Rick. I appreciate you, Senator Ulrich Fox. Thank you very much. And I appreciate you being so available. And we'll talk again soon here on Talking Heads, because you know our casa es tu casa. But real quick, one word answer. Mr. Producer, take me right to the break after he answers, okay? Because we ain't setting off nothing else. One word answer. Kobe or LeBron?
Kobe.
Let's go to the break. You all been sexual. Dry up your tears. We'll talk to you on the Press Box on Sunday about that.
All right.
Graphic displays melt the steel like blacksmiths. Black Wu-Tang is Queen Bee's ease to Gunson. Bumping with patrolmen, tear gas, lace the function. Heads by the score, take flight inside a war. Ticks hit the floor, die hard.
Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
Dive in hot with the new KFC Dunk Buffalo Ranch. A crispy ranch chicken sandwich with buffalo sauce on the side.
Buffalo on the side.
For just $8.95, get messy with it and dunk it how you want it. KFC, it's finger licking good.
Going through tires faster than a hot night to buck. One wheel going left, one wheel going right. While the car crying and trying to go down the road straight. Chief, you need to go into Muffler World and get your wheels aligned. Muffler World will set you on the straight and narrow in no time. With computerized wheel alignment. And since the car is up already on the rack, take them one tread tires off and get some new ones. Muffler World on Mackey Street. Got that computerized wheel alignment and brand new tires.
We're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy's Pension Plan, Island Game, keep you winning. Percy's Pension Plan, dream big, we will help you live it. Percy's Pension Plan.
Fencing Pond, Island Game, we got you. Percy's Fencing Pond, from the friends you can trust. If winning is a must, go play the game you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane.
Mary Jane.
Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
I bomb atomically. Socrates, philosophies, and hypotheses. Can't define how I be dropping these mockeries. Lyrically perform armed robbery. Flee with the lottery. Possibly they spotted me. Battles guard, shogun. Explosion when my pen hits. Tremendous. Ultraviolet, shine blind forensics. I inspect view through the future, see millennium. Killer bees sold 50 gold, 60 platinum. Shackling the masses with drastic rap tactics. Graphic displays melt the steel like blacksmiths. Black Wu jackets, queen bees ease the guns in. Rumbling with patrol. Tear gas, lace the function. Heads by the score, take flight inside a war. Ticks hit the floor, die hard fans demand more. Behold the bold soldier, control the globe slowly. Proceeds the blow, swinging swords like Shinobi. Stomp grounds and found footprints in solid rock. Who got it locked, performing live on your hottest fly.
Whip, I gotcha. On the Tuesday, September 1st edition of Talking Heads, Naughty and your company, along with MJ, right up until 6 p.m. into the 5 o'clock hour, 5:20 p.m. is the time right now. Great conversation in the first hour with Senator Rick Fox.
I'm really interested in the initiative that he has out there. I think it's actually a pretty great idea, and I'm sure that a lot of people, you know, will participate in it. It has a really good cash pool, cash prize pool, $100,000. So yeah, it should be fun to see some of the ideas that our youngsters, definitely, you know, can put forward that can definitely help the country.
And these youngsters got a lot of ideas, so
oh,
obviously.
Well, don't we know it, right?
Don't we know me. It?
Yeah, so I'm excited. And it's good that it's not just one media, because apparently you can do the essay submissions, like you said, video, you know, a slide deck. Yeah, all of the creative young Bahamians that we have out there, all of the ones that have been thinking maybe about some of the problems that the country has, I'm hopeful that they do, you know, become a part of it and just get their ideas out there. It's good and it's encouraging for them. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, we didn't have them kind of opportunities when we were coming up.
Maybe few and far, like not as many. And this is a great initiative. And I see some other stuff out there that's pretty great, too. So, yeah, more focus on our young people, because, you know, ultimately we do want them to feel like they have a stake in the country. We do want them to come back after college. We don't want them to look at this place as a place where dreams go to die, which unfortunately is the way that a lot of Bahamians feel right now. Even the ones that did come back, you know, they come back maybe with degrees in hand, maybe with skills in hand, and then they don't get the level of employment. They don't get the level of compensation that they expected. Not that it's like a big, big expectation, but even just like basic stuff, they're not getting compensated properly. So yeah, anything we could do to help them help us change the country and put it on the right track and send us a positive direction and give them some money in their pocket too, I think is a good thing. So let's get more of these things. Let's get more initiatives for, you know, different areas of life. Maybe some for older Bahamians, because they have some good ideas too. And let's see where it goes. Let's see where it takes us.
All right, I got a public service announcement right now, MJ. And I got to do this for a very good friend. I just found out that he's in ICU. It's very shocking news. Good afternoon, all. Brandon Hill is currently in ICU in Doctor's Hospital, and they have run out of blood for him. If anyone can donate, they are in desperate need. He is hopefully to be airlifted to Florida tomorrow, but that's still in the works. He will not make it there if he doesn't get donations. He can take any blood type. Please share this post as many places as possible. So if you can donate any type of blood, please go to the Doctor's Hospital blood bank and donate it in the name of Brandon Hill. All right, any type of blood will work. He can take any type of blood. Please get out there and donate. That's my good brethren, Brandon Hill. Please donate if you can. All right? There, but for God, for the grace of God, go you or I. All right? Yeah. So please, if you can donate, please do so. And again, more instances where we are low on blood in this country.
Yeah, well, I mean, we've seen this experience firsthand. So anyone that can get out there. Do we know the hours over there at the Doctor's Hospital blood bank?
I'll try to find that out.
If anyone knows, please text us in. But I think you do still have some time It's after 5 now, but I think they may close 7. I'm not 100% sure, but if you can get there today, that'll be excellent. And also the blood bank for the Princess Margaret Hospital as well. You know that they always need blood as well. So wherever and whenever you can give, just please, you know, try to go out there and help our fellow Bahamians, because yes, the blood and the issue of getting blood in a timely manner when you need it, sometimes is a big problem in this country. So wherever you can help, if you can help, please do so.
All right. And like I said, you know, we really got to keep working on that, MJ. We got to keep that in the forefront of people's mind, too, that donate blood if you can, when you can, where you can. Even if you're thinking, okay, I'm having a great day, somebody else isn't. If you can donate, donate. And for the regular blood donators, I thank you very much.
Yeah, you do have some regular donors that do it repeatedly, and we rely on them a lot. And yeah, thank you to them. But I think more of us perhaps can step up, you know what I mean, and try to participate and to give some blood as well. Because Lord knows that there's nothing more horrifying than having a loved one or you yourself being in hospital, whether it's PMH or doctors, and needing blood and hearing, you know, the nurse or doctor tell you there's no blood available right now. You have to wait. I mean, can you imagine the anxiety?
I had a desperate situation, but not to the point of some of these other folks what they're going through. And yeah, that's exactly. Not a good feeling.
I know. We've been through it. So it doesn't feel good. It's very scary. So whatever we can do to help, of course, we want to do. Let's go out there, folks, and give some blood where we can. Because honestly, you just never know when it could be you or your family member or your loved one that's in need of a blood donation.
This is so true. All right, MJ, I guess we got to switch it to sports because I'm getting a couple of texts in here. Naughty, y'all ain't talking no sports. You need to talk some sports.
Okay, what do you want to talk about? I thought you had that all lined up with Senator Fox for the weekend for the press, press box.
That's going to be good. I want to get with Pearly and Statboy and figure out some good questions to ask him.
Yeah, and I'm sure he has some good opinions on basketball. But speaking of, I did get to see some stuff coming out of our national team last night. VJ, Kai Jones, and Buddy Hield, I think, was there last night as well. What a great game, right? And another win for the Bahamas. I think I have to kind of hold myself back a little bit because I'm beginning to have some really great expectations for where this Bahamas national team can go. I mean, I know you got the juggernauts, you got the U.S., you got France, you got some other teams that are really pretty good, but I'm starting to feel like we definitely should be up there, right?
We should be getting more traction than we're getting now. We should be moving up in the rankings for sure.
So what do you think? We're what, top 10 globally?
No, we're not there yet.
Where are we?
We're working on cracking a top 20 maybe, top 25.
Okay. All right. We got so many great players though. You know,
I'm not saying it can't be done, but you still have some juggernauts in front of you. And then you got teams that have been put together, like Luol Deng, and put that African squad together. And they're hard to beat. Very hard to beat.
African, the whole continent comes in as one team?
Luol Deng took a lot of Zambia.
Wait a minute now. How is that possible? The whole continent comes together with one team.
No.
Because I'm trying to figure, you said that African team. So
it's a team out of Africa. Hold on a second. Now.
Okay,
because
that would not be fair. You know how many countries in Africa, if all of them got together, then no, we'd have to do some regional stuff too, because that definitely would not be fair.
I'm going to break it down for you right now. What he's done with African basketball. And I don't think it's just, like you say, it's a huge continent. So obviously, there's more to it, but I'll break it down for you right now, all right?
Yeah, you're talking about one specific country that he's in charge of, or what are we talking about here?
You know, I still to this day, when people text you and say, dude, that's so annoying. Dude, it's right up there with bro. Former NBA star Luol Deng.
Maybe you sound like a dude today. I don't know. What?
You're starting to sound like a bro, so watch it. Former NBA All-Star Luol Deng has revolutionized African basketball through his visionary leadership as the president of the South Sudan Basketball Federation. As you remember, South Sudan was huge in the last World Basketball Championships and has been making a presence on the international stage. Since taking over the federation in 2019, Deng has utilized his personal wealth, global network, and extensive basketball knowledge
to transform a country with minimal infrastructure into an international basketball powerhouse. They're called the Bright Stars, and under Deng's management and financial backing, the South Sudan men's national basketball team, known as the Bright Stars, has completed one of the most historic ascents in sports history. All right, they got continental dominance, and their global breakthrough came through when they qualified for their first FIBA World Cup championship in 2023.
Wow.
And made a historic Olympic debut at the 2024 Paris Games, where they captured global attention by nearly defeating Team USA in an exhibition matchup.
Yeah, actually, I remember them now. Okay, gotcha.
Coaching South Sudan. Deng recruited former NBA player Royal Ivy as head coach, frequently stepped up as interim coach or team manager himself, and successfully brought together players from the global South Sudanese diaspora.
All right, that's pretty good. So what are they looking at now? They're still doing pretty well.
They're still on the rise. They're still ascending, and now they're getting the phone calls that are coming in and saying, okay, well, listen, my parents were from Sudan, but I was born in Detroit. But
wow.
Can I play?
So that
so now,
is what's happening.
Now you got, you got the pipeline reaching out. And just like how you have players looking for Bahamian roots, like the Mobleys, tracking their Bahamian roots to play for Team Bahamas, you're going to have a lot of African players track their roots to play for South Sudan if they can.
Yeah, with links to the country, I assume, not just...
Correct, obviously right. Links. It can't just be Sanya and Blake.
Because that sounded a little shady right there. But no, well, no, congratulations to them. That's really exciting. Do they have any players that are currently in the NBA or in Europe right now?
Yeah, man. How you mean the Bright Stars? They have some.
Yeah, you have to tell me the names. I have not been following this. This is actually the first that I'm hearing of it.
Let me pull up some of the names. But some of the names are familiar, like Royal Ivy, all right?
Okay.
He was a former NBA player, great defensive guard. And for years, he played in the NBA. So a lot of these dudes, they know the American style. They know how the Americans play. And they're also familiar with it, so that they're not going to be totally put off by it.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's pretty good for them. But I'm still excited about our chances.
All right, let me give you some names, though. All right?
Go ahead.
You got Carlick Jones.
Okay.
He plays in Europe. Mario Sheok currently plays with the Maine Celtics in the in the G League.
Okay.
You got Peter Jok. I like that name, Jok. You know what I mean?
Is it spelled J-O-O-K?
Yeah.
Okay.
He plays for KK Cibona in Italy. You got Sunday Dett, who had a cup of coffee in the NBA, but a great defender. He plays in Australia for the Perth Wildcats. Jackson McCoy, he played college ball in the States and now plays in Europe. Wenyen Gabriel, very interesting figure there because he won a world championship with the Los Angeles Lakers as a forward center. You got Nuni Omot, and then you got JT Thor, who's also played, in Greece. So they got a lot of European and Euro basketballers there. Of all had experience at college in the States, a little taste of it. And some of the NBA, like their center, Carmen Molach, who plays for the Phoenix Suns right now.
Well, there you go. Yeah, sounds like they put together quite an impressive team.
Put together a very solid squad, so I'm interested in seeing where that goes. Especially, over the next couple of years. But you have teams like that are building along with the Bahamas, so I'm glad to see that the Bahamas is in that conversation.
And people are talking about us, right? People are talking about us and saying, because we got all of these... the high-level basketball players. So I would think that we're creating somewhat of a buzz on the world stage.
Yes, and don't forget, Jonquel is doing still big things in the WNBA as well.
Yeah.
As four double-doubles in the last five games coming off of injury as well. So, yeah, props to her doing her thing. And like I said, Bahamian basketball is definitely taking off. And the Bahamas had two good showings against Uruguay. You cannot deny them that.
Yeah, no, we look pretty good.
All right, let's look to... international sports now, and boy, I tell you, look around and you look at some of the sports headlines coming up today. Kroenke buying Angels sale for $4 billion, sources say. So the Angels have now been sold for $4 billion. Out of the NFL, Pittsburgh cornerback Joey Porter Jr. non-committal on playing without a deal. And Victor Oladipo is asking for another chance at the NBA, and I think he should be given that chance.
How old is he?
Hoping to resume a once-promising career marred by devastating injuries, two-time NBA All-Star Victor Oladipo penned an open letter to the league. He's 34.
Yeah, I mean, it's doable if the... If
considering the, you've missed years with injuries, but you've also had time off where you haven't had that wear and tear, you could come in and actually be a contributor to a contender.
Or come in and get hurt again right away.
Why'd you go there?
I didn't want to say it, but I just mean, come on. Everyone was thinking it.
You're being such a bro today, man.
Everybody was thinking it, dude.
Bro.
Everyone was thinking it. Like, I really hope for him that he's well and that he can come back.
But it's 10 NBA seasons.
34 isn't bad, you know?
Yeah, he played 10 NBA seasons. He averaged 16.9 points, 4.5 rebounds, 3.9 assists in 1.6 years. And he had a dunk on LeBron out of this world.
Yeah, his claim to fame. But yeah, Oladipo was a pretty good player. Hey,
but did you how quickly Ricky answered that question?
Oh, the question between LeBron and Kobe, like, did you expect any hesitation?
No,
I didn't.
I got the low Kobe, like not even close.
Well, obviously, you know, he played with Kobe Bryant and...
Yeah, it was a loaded question.
Did I expect a loaded answer?
Yes. And will I take it? Yes.
Yeah, you knew the answer to that question before you even asked it. So don't even play crazy. Of course he would say Kobe Bryant. No hesitation.
We got a great Rich Eisen taking us home today, too, Overreaction Tuesday. He's breaking down NFL, you know, training post-NFL training camps and up-and-coming NFL season. More from the NBA, MJ. 7'6" center Taco Fall has signed.
Where?
He signed a camp deal, so let's see. And he signed with the 76ers.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
And then, of course, we still have one of my favorite Cowboys of all time, even though he used to piss me off losing games. Anthony Romero Romo, a.k.a. Tony Romo, had his driving privileges revoked for 6 months after he pled no contest on Tuesday to charges that he was driving while intoxicated.
And what's with these golfers? What's with these? Because he's another. Was he coming back from playing golf or something like that?
Correct. And he wasn't in full Tiger mode.
But yeah, the Romo getting caught out there like that. Yeah, he needs his license suspended for a little while because driving under the influence is no joke. So they were not going to give him a slap on the wrist for that. I just hope that, you know, he learns his lesson, doesn't do it again, and maybe hires a driver or something. Because I don't know, he didn't have these types of drama when he was just a NFL player. And I say just.
Strongly suggest he hires a driver coming and bringing him from the golf course. And he shouldn't monologue with being brought from the golf course.
Because the monologue
got him in trouble every time.
All the time. He may need a full-time driver. But he's still got his gig announcing. And people seem to have given him new life, a new fan base, maybe even more money. Is he making more money announcing than he did as an NFL player?
He's making a good chunk announcing. Just signed a big deal, too. Yeah, I think he could be making more now as a announcer than he did as a player.
Yeah, a lot of players don't get that, you know, second wind or that second thing in life that's really their calling. I think Roman may have found his with the announcing, so... Hopefully, kind of, you know, whatever it is that has him making these poor decisions when it comes to drinking and driving, hopefully he gets that sorted out and you know, just focuses on his second career chance in life. He's got a good gig going on there.
Yeah, but he can't be getting all tore up on from the floor up.
That's my point.
Put him over top of it. Check out the guy in the sombrero.
Say what?
He was Harry Carey kind of drunk.
I'm not going there.
All right. For you fantasy football players, I'm going here. I got the top 10 fantasy football players or the top 10 fantasy predictions for 2026. All right. These are your top 10 bowl predictions for 2026 in fantasy football. And you got a draft coming up by this weekend, MJ. Don't forget.
I know. I remember.
I'm ready. Number 10. All right, number one, Caleb Williams will finish as QB1 in fantasy. Good possibility there in that offense he's in. I'd like to put Dak Prescott up in that conversation, though. Cam Scadbo will finish among the top 10 fantasy running backs if he stays healthy. Deshaun Stribling will lead all rookie wide receivers in fantasy points. Yes, he will. Yes, that is true. San Francisco 49er franchise got a good one in that young kid Stribling. He's off the chain good. Christian McCaffrey will not finish among the top 10 running backs. I think he'll finish right on the bubble, maybe 10, 11, maybe 10, 9 in that neighborhood. But there is a decline there for Christian McCaffrey for sure.
Yeah, he's getting up there.
Josh Allen's career year leads to DJ Moore being a top five wide receiver? Yes. I think Josh Allen is going all in on himself and on the whoever's in that wide receiver room is going to blossom indirectly because they're gonna reap the you know.
You said his window's closing, right? Was it you that said his window's?
Yeah, his window's not closing. You got to look at Allen's window is closing. It's more closed than open.
Gotcha.
But I'm a top 10 options at every position. Quarterback, running back, wide receiver. Yeah, they may very well have that. Maybe. Kicker. Yep, Tyler Loop is another good one. Good possibility. Jonathan Taylor will finish outside of the top 12 fantasy running backs. Hell no. He might be number one.
You think so?
He's finishing top 10 for sure. Barring injury, okay. Jonathan Taylor, he's a monster.
All right. Put him on the list.
Chris Godwin Jr. will be a top 30 wide receiver. No, I'm not touching that. I got to see him play a couple of weeks. I got to see Baker Mayfield do his thing. No, I'm not touching that last one with Chris Godwin. I don't know about that. It's a possibility he could be, as well as that he couldn't be, that he won't be.
So he's not worth the risk?
No, right now, I don't think so.
That high. Okay.
No. And we go another day. Let me get to the picks right now. And we got a good Rich Eisen taking us home today as well. Like I said, Overreaction Tuesday. But before we get to that, got to get to the pro picks. All brought to you, of course, by the Island Game, the game you know the French trust.
All right. I think did we lose Naughty there? I think we lost Naughty there. All right. Let's take this quick break and then we'll be back. Naughty's going to give you his top picks and then we'll get to that Rich Eisen. You're listening to Talking Heads on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We will be right back.
Perform armed robbery, flee with the lottery. Possibly they spotted me. Battles guard, showgun, explosion when my pen hits. Tremendous, ultraviolet, shine blind forensics. I inspect view through the future, see millennium. Killer bees sold 50 gold, 60 platinum. Shackling the masses with drastic rap tactics. Graphic displays melt the steel like blacksmiths. Black Wu jackets, queen bees ease the guns in. Rumble with patrolmen, tear gas, lace the function. Heads by the score, take flight inside a war. Ticks hit the floor, die hard fans demand. More. Behold the bold soldier, control the globe slowly. Proceeds the blow, swinging swords like Shinobi. Stomp grounds and found footprints in solid rock.
Craving crispy? Meet the BK Bacon Ranch Crispy Chicken. A golden crunchy chicken filet topped with smoky bacon, creamy ranch, and all the flavor you're hungry for. It's crispy. It's savory. It's ranch-loaded deliciousness in every bite. Don't settle for an ordinary chicken sandwich. Head to Burger King and grab a BK Bacon Ranch Crispy Chicken combo with onion rings and a drink. Make lunch loud. More food, less money, only at Burger King Nassau.
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances, so come on into John's located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Running low on summer funds? Squeeze every drop of fun out of your summer with Fidelity Personal Loan. From backyard upgrades to family getaways, Fidelity is here to help. Call 356-7764 today.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
The Bahamas Public Parks and Public Beaches Authority invites you to Goodman's Bay Park every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. for free fitness sessions, and on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays at the same time for yoga sessions. Enjoy high-energy aerobics, yoga, and even karate for the children. Grab your family. Bring a friend. Fitness in the Park continues through September 5th, so come on out, get active, and join in the fun. Fitness in the Park, brought to you by the Bahamas Public Parks and Public Beaches Authority, because a healthier Bahamas starts with getting moving.
Listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane. Only on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
99.
perform atomically. Socrates, philosophies, and hypotheses. Can't define how I be dropping these mockeries. Lyrically perform armed robbery. Flee with the lottery. Possibly they spotted me. Battle scarred shogun. Explosion when my pen hits. Tremendous. Ultraviolet shine blind forensic.
Gotcha. On the Tuesday, September 1st edition of Talking Heads. Naughty and MJ and your company right up until 6 p.m. Let me knock these couple of texts out real quick. Naughty and MJ, with all this gangster by the minister regarding dog containment and the plans to progress, please tell us, where do we go license our dogs for free? This has not been made public. Relax, we will have Minister Jomo Campbell, and we will have our guest from the Bahamas Humane Society as well as the Ministry of Agriculture on the show next week, as a matter of fact, to discuss that very issue. Correct, MJ?
Yeah, that's a great issue. I'm sure a lot of Bahamians are curious as to what they have to do in terms of licensing. I know that there is an amnesty period from September 1st through September 30th. And so, yeah, we'll definitely get them on so we can give you guys all of the relevant information and talk a little bit about this, you know, the situation that we have with. I'm sure a lot of the focus is on the dogs that are just kind of roaming. Some of them have attacked persons. We got some issues there. And then I think they're also putting out. They're going to have to tell me more about this. Hog traps and snake traps? Yeah.
I think raccoon traps. You know, raccoon. You want raccoon trap for sure.
Well, I'm going to ask them. I'm going to ask them about the raccoon traps because we need some of those as well. So, yeah, we're looking forward to hopefully getting folks from the ministry as well as the Bahamas Humane Society on so we can give you guys some more information on that. So that's coming up. Just stay tuned. We hope to have them on next week.
All right. We got to get up out of here, Mr. Producer, giving me the high
sound. Were your picks, though?
I got one solid.
What's your pick?
Tony Bruno. A tribute to my good friend Tony Bruno. Stone Cold, Lead Pipe Lop. Tampa Bay Rays taking on the New York Mets. Interleague baseball tonight. Rays 82-55. Mets 62-76. And the Rays are 1.5-point favorite. I take the Rays minus the 1.5. I think they win by more than 1.5 runs. So give me the Rays minus 1.5. That's my free pick of the day. Play it in with the Island Game. The game, you know, the friends you trust. And the Island Game always reminds you. Play responsibly. For MJ, for Mr. Producer, our special guest, Mr. Rick Fox, and everybody who called in, chimed in, and texted in, good stuff. We appreciate you, and we'll see you tomorrow on Talking Heads, and we'll be hearing live from a Luther tomorrow, getting caught up as to what's going on with the power, and of course at Jacobs Entertainment Resort as well. So we'll hear live from a Luther tomorrow, a part of the show as well, too. So keep it right where you got it for tomorrow's edition of Talking Heads. And for MJ, this is your boy, Naughty. We'll see you mañana, and be safe. Be good, Bahamas, and if you can't be good at it.
Overreaction Monday is in your RSS feeds if you want to listen. It's on our YouTube channel, closing on 180,000 views in the first 25 hours of it. Oh, we're so excited.
Bananas, man. Bananas.
It is. We've never had numbers like that on a 2 weeks before. I said 2 weeks
said
before the regular season edition, but that's what we got. It's time for Overreaction Monday on a Tuesday here on The Rich Eisen Show.
That was terrible.
That was crap. That was garbage.
This place sucks.
Overreaction Mondays.
Monday. On a Tuesday.
All right, Christopher, what do you have over there?
Hey, guys, happy Tuesday. Jay Felly, great to see you, man.
Hey, good to see you.
Welcome back to the mix. Here we go. It's our weekly Disney-mandated daily Rams topic to get to the to start the show because...
Mandated. It's not Disney. What are you talking about, Disney?
Oh, you don't read the comments? Everyone thinks we're being told to talk about the Rams. No,
no, it's just the story of the year.
Yeah, right?
Get out of here. Like, in the NFL, and, you know, depending on what they do, they could threaten the Knicks, you know?
True. No, I mean, I guess.
Right?
I
or Indiana.
I get different emails from the bosses.
LeBron.
Rich does.
When I say Indiana, I mean football, but anyway.
I thought you meant the feet.
What are you doing starting with the comment section? You're going to make me overreact.
Don't read the comments.
Guys, the Rams are going to have multiple end-of-the-year award winners this season.
Defensive player of the year and MVP?
Coach of the year.
Coach of the year.
I was thinking offensive coach, maybe offensive player of the year.
I'll tell you one thing, Sean McVay's not going to win.
You don't think if they go 16-1, he's coach of the year?
Dude, no. It'll be everyone thinks all he does is roll the footballs out, the same way that Phil Jackson or Bill never won.
Oh, yeah, how many times did Drew guy win?
I mean, oh, it's just like, oh,
when,
of course.
When
of
they
course,
went 16-0, Bill did win coach of the year.
He might, yeah, he might, but, Chris, he may deserve it. He may deserve it, but, you know, that'll just be assumed. By the way, I just you know, did the digital paperwork to get my vote for NFL honors and all pro.
Oh,
I just did that during the commercial break, as a matter of fact.
Congrats.
So I'll just piss you off again by voting for Stafford as for MVP over.
Well, I have a bigger beef with a couple other people, but you're high on the list.
Thank you, sir. I don't think this is an overreaction. But Coach of the Year, it'll be tough, man, because everyone just assumes he just rolls the footballs out, even though 99 is there because he has a great relationship with 99. He's already won Coach of the Year, in a way, just for 99 being there.
Right.
Okay?
And I don't
Les might win GM of the Year.
Yeah, there you go. And I don't think Aaron Donald is actually eligible for Comeback Player of the Year because they want that award to go to people coming back from injury.
I know what they do. I know what they want. But people still vote.
I know.
See, people still vote. Can you win comeback player coming back from the couch?
Yeah.
Coming back from retirement.
I think
coming back from
Flacco
the gym.
Flacco ruined that for everyone.
You know? Right. Coming back from his workout. What else, Chris?
This guy is not a sleeper in your drafts anymore based on his preseason, and he's going way too early. But I think he's going to end up being one of the best players on his team. Talking about Dejon Stribling, he's going to be the best 49ers non-CMC pass catcher this year.
Boy, that is that's quite a subset you got over there.
Well, basically, best wide receiver type.
Well, what you're saying is he's going to have a better year than Mike Evans or Kittle.
Yeah. And Kittle and Debo, and he's going
to
be awesome.
I'm happy that the Niners seem to have hit on.
I'm
a player,
high on the pup,
and not just any player. Somebody that they were highly criticized for dropping out of the first round to take instead of a bunch of other on the radar screen receivers in terms of draft nicks and fans and things of that nature.
You think he's having a better year than Dejon Love though?
No, that's true. Dejon
is Dejon included in that?
Is high up there. Oh, he did switch his number to Dejon Love's number in case anyone is following this crazy story. God.
He's got multiple businesses, so is he even going to be able to play this year?
Oh, my God. I'll just call this an overreaction.
Love Stribling.
Okay.
Haven't got him in any of my drafts yet.
Do you love Dejon?
I drafted Love last night.
Okay.
Hey, I know it was Saturday. I know it was early in the morning, but there was college football week minus one. Is that what you said?
Okay.
Is it week zero?
Look, Tar Bill is back.
Tar Bill.
Chapel Bill. Bill Belichick's going to have UNC in a bowl game this season.
Yeah, all he's got to do is win six more games, and he's got it.
They were 4-8 last year.
Well, one down now.
They were terrible.
I watched the game. I was at Benny Blades getting my beard trimmed up.
Here's what we need to speak into existence. You just gave me this idea. Literally, light bulb just went
Ding.
Off.
I'm here.
What would be more entertaining, American, delightful, than Bill Belichick having a photograph with a Pop-Tart?
Oh, the Pop-Tart ball.
And that's there's one bowl.
The giant one?
Like there's one bowl.
6-foot Pop-Tart?
Yes. Correct.
Taking a bite out of it?
Just one question in a pre-game press conference leading up to the game. Bill, your favorite Pop-Tart flavor. Oh,
wow. What do you think it would be?
Bill. Oh,
cinnamon brown sugar.
And also, Bill, toasted or straight out of the box?
Oh, man.
What are you? Are you straight out of the box or toasted?
Out of the box.
Nah, me too.
Yeah. I toast them.
Okay. But listen, there's no wrong answers.
There's no wrong answers.
There's no wrong answers.
There's no wrong answers.
Blueberry.
Let's speak it into existence.
Wait, yes or no on blueberry?
No.
Not just like any bowl game. It's got to be that one.
That's hilarious.
Okay?
I'm in. All right, let's do it.
Right?
Let's talk this up.
Or
6 UNC.
We could bring back a gate, and it could be a Cheez-It, because that's what they used to do. Whenever some people started knocking on their doors. Jeez it. Okay. These are just, I'm just spitballing.
Watching you work, baby.
See what I'm saying?
Watching you work.
I'm in the zone. What else, Chris?
All right, a couple more. We had our fantasy draft last night for the Dillingham Show League.
Yes.
In person is the best and only way to do fantasy drafts.
Okay, that's not an overreaction. What else you got over there?
Yeah,
you could just
I mean, it's just like
that's sort of like Seinfeld. I just glanced and looked away. It's like looking into the sun, if you will.
Into the sun.
Okay.
All right. Last one.
Of course, it's the best way to. Yeah. What are you talking about?
Especially the way we got to do it.
Exactly.
It was pretty.
Perfect. Honestly, we had 90 seconds of clock time.
It's good.
And if it got halfway through, I started barking at people.
You really did.
You did.
My man Rick Eisen has
only a couple people took it down to like under 10 seconds.
I know. Smith, who was in Norway.
Smith was in Norway.
Yeah, Smith was drafted from Norway.
Yeah, we don't know where Colleen was.
I don't know. But
Colleen
was
trying to hang up a
She said she put it on auto draft for one to hang a. She was hanging a screen.
She said. Yeah. And took two quarterbacks.
And yeah, because there were only quarterbacks in the first two spots of atop the players available. What else, Chris? What do you got?
It's now time for you, Rich Eisen, to admit that I was right about Ohtani should never be pitching again.
Why would you say such a thing?
Because he's been hurt this whole time, and now he's not even hitting well. Are you going
to? I will never agree to this. The guy loves pitching. When the guy is healthy, he is a dominant pitcher. There's a reason why they paid him $700 million.
It's to hit home runs.
Both. No, it's to do both. The Mets paid somebody $700 million to sit on his ass. Okay? That's it. Right? So I'm going to take your opinion and tell you you're still wrong and use it to troll on TJ. And he's sitting there saying, why the hell did I just catch something? I don't know why. I'm just sitting here minding my own business. All right? I'm just in a mood.
Yeah,
one for his last 17.
Who cares?
I imagine the people, what that means is PCA's
your MVP.
Oh yeah,
unless there's a massive fall off.
Yeah, he's kind of run away with it.
Right. So
now, if you want to make me angry,
you're not going to admit that I was right.
Nope, never.
That's preposterous.
You want to make me angry? Talk about the Mets just gave away PCA.
That's not good either. That's not great either. I shouldn't talk baseball anyway because the Yankees played easily their worst game of the year.
Right,
and I was thank goodness we did that draft in person last night because that was the game Coop and I have been identifying to go down to Anaheim to see for months. And I'm like, you know what? We'll just do the draft. And we saw Cam Schlittler starting Wednesday. So we avoided that 10-1 debacle.
The great thing was debacle. It was on the TV right in front of you. So you got to see everything.
I know. I know. all right. Oh, by the way, we thank the pawn shop here in Los Angeles, California.
Pawn shop, baby.
Yeah, right around the corner from where my kids went to preschool. Oh. I had no idea I'd be years later at my own drop-off with you guys and Don Bowie wearing a cowboy hat.
Cowboy Don.
Cowboy Don showing up last night.
Pawn shop treated us well.
They did. And that platter filled with burgers and dogs and whatever, it was really great.
So good.
Wagyu
Pawn Shop LA was fun.
John was having a field day with.
And we'll talk about John Monaco, the man on the right, and the absolute disaster he has created on our text.
We will get more into this later.
And that later on. Hey, you made it all the way to the end. Thanks for that. Check us out every single weekday on Disney Plus, the ESPN app, and ESPN Radio. And be sure to now check out RichEisenShop.com to see all of our latest apparel and accessories so you can rep your love of the show every day.